size because they're high cars, about half cars, and they have the same flavor.
Yeah, that's what I get, the middle size.
And big ones, of course, they plumb out of reach of a person's pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, mine.
Uh-huh. And besides, you know, if you're growing the plant and you have these real big ones, it'll break
the... Well, you have to stake them.
Yeah, but they're harder to manage, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure they are. I know years ago we used to have a deal here, farmers would plant some tomatoes, and we'd go out there and pick them out ourselves and get them from almost next to nothing. All this all lay on the ground, and there was a lot of beautiful tomatoes in there. Then you also had a onion spree one time. Great, the rates is great, big, sweet onions. You could even like an apple almost.
Mm.
But that all died out.
Huh.
Well, I don't know. But
too bad.
That's a lot of work. People don't want to work with that kind of stuff anymore.
Huh.
It isn't that like it used to be. It used to be you raise your own food, but now you go in the store and buy it. It's so much easier.
Yeah, faster. That's for sure. It is easier. What do you call those little onions that you pick when they're green and young?
Well, I guess there's a name called shallots, but that's an onion. I don't know. It's a vegetable. It's called shallots.
Did
any other name, I don't know.
Did you ever grow those?
Huh?
Did you grow those?
I just don't remember whether we did or not.
Let's see.
Even when we had something like that, we had a lot of onions, and we picked them, dig them out. It was about as big as a thumb, you know, and eat part of your stem with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's over 35 years since I had a garden.
I see.
We had a 20 by 40 garden out there where that cinnamon building is. Before there was any trees out there.
What kind of beans did you have?
I couldn't answer that because just ordinary variety of beans. Yellow beans and green beans.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember too much. I know we had beans.
Let's see. What about potatoes that have a kind of orange meat?
Sweet potatoes. Uh-huh. Also called yams.
Uh-huh.
Yams got more reddish meat.
Uh-huh.
That's a better potato than a sweet potato is.
Oh, really?
But the yams don't go here too well. Seems like the soil isn't fit for that. It's more the yellow potatoes.
Oh.
Yeah, I said, miss you, Connie.
Yeah,
I like them baked.
Yeah, I do too. Well, and then with butter. Then they're real sweet. What kind of vegetables do you put in a good soup or a gumbo?
Well, we don't never fix gumbo. That's a French concoction. We use just plain soup. And we use potatoes, we use carrots, we use the tomatoes. I can't think fast enough. I cooked many a pot of soup in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And then if you had it, you could use a leftover beans, you could leftover cabbage, and sometimes leftover rice, just throw it in that soup after it's done, see?
Oh.
And there's different, there's different ways of making soup. Golly, there's a thousand different ways of making soup.
I love homemade soup.
Now you can go to the store and get, I want enough bone to make a pot of soup. You get about 25 cents worth of bone, and you cook the heck out of it. And then add on to your vegetables. And last but not least, we get egg noodles. Not macaroni type, but yellow noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And add a little bit in there. And that helps it along.
Uh-huh.
And then if it's too thin, you can use instant potatoes to put some of that in the soup, to thicken it a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a good idea.
And extra then too. You use it for thickening stew also.
If you leave an apple sitting out, after a while it'll get all dried up and it'll all... What will it do?
I can't find the word for that. I'll organize it deteriorate or it'll rot.
Uh-huh.
It'll go bad.
Okay.
And that one apple like that, and a whole barrel of apples can ruin the whole barrel.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've
heard. Potatoes the same way.
Oh, really? What kind of fruit did you raise?
Well, around here, down south, like we had just plums and pears, but in Lubbock, we had peaches and apples.
Uh-huh.
At Lubbock, we had 36 Alberta peach trees in our orchard. Boy, they were beautiful. And 92 apple trees, some cherry trees, some mulberry trees, and then we had gooseberries.
Uh-huh.
But after we left already, see, we left in 1918, about 1935, a hail destroyed all the fruit trees in Lubbock County, in the Prince area, in the middle of summer, see, and